Yo, what's going on? Welcome to a Tuesday episode of Dopey Tuesday teaser for Patreon. I think I'm trying too hard with these Tuesday teasers. I look at other people's Tuesday teasers or other day teasers. I do Tuesday teaser because I feel like if our show comes out on Friday, I'm a little congested. I feel like if our show comes out on Friday and our show is Dopey the Pot, my fucking stupid Rodecaster has this sound effect, this, and it just does it automatically. It just does it. It's like there are things about the Rodecaster. First of all, Dopey Nation, Karina Fleming, who I think stopped listening to the show years ago, organized a GoFundMe to buy a Rodecaster to make Dopey sound better. Because for years, the show sounded pretty bad. It was all recorded on this little Zoom recorder, and when somebody would call in, I would literally hold a microphone to my phone, or sometimes then I would use this Bose mini speaker, but there was a lot of complaints about the overall quality of the show, and then we did certain things to make the quality of the show better, and the Rodecaster, which Karina Fleming led the path to get me better microphones in the Rodecaster. That machine died years ago, and I replaced it with the Rodecaster 2. And if you're a podcaster, it's the Rodecaster Pro 2. And if you're a podcaster, I really recommend the Rodecaster Pro 2. It's an amazing tool, but there are some things about it that are just badly designed. The reason that the Rodecaster died was because the power button was so soft. This one has a soft power button, too. Why not just have a fucking switch? It's either on or it's off. There's no fucking soft power button that sometimes doesn't work. So stupid. And I think they design it like that so it'll break and I'll have to get another one. This one is definitely not going to last much longer. But they also have these pads. I don't know if any of you guys were ever into hip-hop production or drum machines and those drum pads. When we were kids, there was a sampler called the SBC 2000, I think. And we thought if we had the SBC 2000, we'd be like the Beastie Boys and we'd be making this amazing music. And of course, we never made anything like that. One person in our band made amazing music like that, Peter Loschak. And he's been on the show a few times. God bless Peter Loschak. Anyway, this thing has these buttons that make these sounds. That's their theme song. I'm not going to play the whole thing. This is boring. They have fucking sounds, but the sounds are also soft. The buttons are soft, and once in a while, they just get triggered for no reason, which is very, very irritating. So, all right, I'm going to stop complaining. I hope you guys are doing great. I think I'm spent. I don't know why. I think I need to recharge my batteries. I need to use some spiritual tools. Hold on. God, please help me. All right, I feel recharged. Does anyone out there ever feel like God is a scam? Have you ever felt like you've been cheated? Seriously, I hope you guys are doing well. I know that I need to keep the door open on my spirituality. Because seriously, when I ask the universe for help, I do feel a little bit better. And I want to be upfront. I'm going to be transparent, as they say, as the kids say. I want to be transparent and keep it at a buck with you guys. The process of making the show requires going out into the world and finding people to be on the show. And sometimes we are flush with interviews. Sometimes the cupboards are full. And sometimes the cupboards are bare. And Dopeywood out in California was meant to fill up the cupboards, recharge the stores. And obviously there was a horrible fire, and I think there are still fires burning out in Southern California. So our love and hope and care goes out to all of those affected by the fires. And I didn't get to go out there and do a bunch of interviews, so I'm without. And then I thought at Cuba I was going to get a few interviews. So I'm a little bit without, and it's Tuesday. I had a couple interviews lying around that I considered using, but then I remembered how 2 weeks ago I did the mailbag with Heart Attack Doug, and I really enjoyed it. It gave me a reason to go through old emails from dopey people, and I love sitting with Doug. So it gave me all of those things, so I decided that today on the Tuesday teaser, we did a scintillating, I feel like I'm putting it down, it's an amazing time, me and Doug, first by the Great South Bay, then my batteries went bad, and it turned out I had stolen Linda's car keys, so the whole thing went to hell. I went home, and later he came over, and we finished recording the Tuesday teaser. Dopey Love, March 11th with Margaret Cho and Dr. Nzinga Harrison. Somebody else will be included in that show. I'm not sure who. I hope it's you. I hope you guys come. I guess I'm going to... Tickets are on sale somewhere. If you go to joespub.com, you can buy tickets on March 11th. I'm going to get the link, and I'm going to post it all over the place. If you like the show, please join Patreon. You go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. You get an extra show a week. You get the ad-free shit at the $8 level. You get a sticker at the $5. You get more stickers at the $8. You get even more stickers at the $10, plus early release stuff at the $10. At the $15, you get the coveted dopey socks, and at the $20, you get all that shit, plus a beanie. Join Dopey Patreon at www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. If you are a true fan of the show and you've got no money and you really like the show anyway, just leave a review, please. We need reviews on iTunes, and they need to be 5-star reviews. If you want to leave a bad review, if you have hate mail to send, just send it to me at dopeypodcast@gmail.com. We don't need to air the dirty laundry with everybody else. Nobody needs to know these things. So send in your bad reviews. Oh, you know what else we could really use? Now that I'm asking for shit, we could use dopey music. Oh my God, somebody. I'm going to play the teaser. I'm going to play the teaser and we'll get back into this. Hold on. Here's the teaser.
All right. Blowing my nose. I'm with my friend, Heart always, Attack Doug.
Always blowing your nose. Sorry.
It's not a pretty picture. It's just not easy to
This have. Is a very pretty picture in front of us, though.
Why don't you paint the picture for the Dopey Nation on this beautiful Tuesday morning?
Dopey Nation, you know, on Long Island, we're on the South Shore here, and between us and Fire Island is a body of water called the Great South Bay. Part of it is frozen right now, we're looking at.
Well, the whole thing froze last week.
Did it really?
And the ferry service had to stop. The whole thing froze.
Wow.
And when we were here on Sunday, the whole thing was frozen.
Was it really?
And now it's mostly flowing.
It's flowing.
But you can see these ice flows out there.
Out there, yeah.
As it finally warms up a little bit.
It's a beautiful picture.
Take the picture, Doug. Should I don't know if I posted it last week.
So why did I take the picture if you're not posting the pictures that you're asking me to take?
I think I did post it. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I also haven't posted the videos from Cuba. Whoa. I posted one video from Cuba. I've got a few video. I've got another stupid me and John Bucati when I gave away the hat and got these stupid hats video, which, you know, I've told the story like 5 times already on the show. So I don't know if the video will be anticlimactic by the time I actually put it up.
So you're wearing it out already. You've won the story out.
Oh, yeah. Video. Yeah. It's the kind of story that I could beat dead, dig up, and kill it again, beat the fucking shit out of it. But
hey.
But I'm done with that story.
Who in their right mind's going to Cuba?
I'm done with that story. I went to Cuba. You know, I went to Cuba, and then I come into the meeting, and Chris the fireman, who I love, from Brooklyn.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
All your imitations are exactly the same.
Exact.
Chris, I should have on the show, because he literally sounds like he was in the movie Goodfellas.
He does.
And when he talks about his life, he has all these mannerisms that are just straight Goodfellas Brooklyn.
He is. He's from the street. Chris is from the street, man.
So he says to me, he goes, I heard you went to Cuba. Gotta say, I'm disappointed.
Is that what he said, really?
Yeah, gotta say, I'm disappointed.
Isn't he going out with a Cuban woman, a very attractive Cuban woman?
I think she's Ecuadorian.
Oh,
and
okay.
I don't think he would be disappointed if I went to Ecuador. Cuba, its communist leanings bristled Chris's patriotism, I think.
Really?
That's what I'm thinking.
He's pretty easygoing, Chris.
He's not that easygoing, and I hope he doesn't. I love Chris, and I would like to have him on the show. Chris went to Dopey. Remember when he went to DopeyCon IV, what he said when he got out of there?
Oh, yes.
Said, it's not really my cup of tea. That's what he said.
He didn't go in with an open mind. He needed to go in. If you go in with an open mind, you know, it's all good.
No, he just wasn't. He wasn't about that. He didn't want to hear that fucking shit. He wanted to go to, like, an uplifting recovery thing. He didn't want to hear the fucking junkie business.
The last one I was at was super uplifting.
Was it?
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah, Chris should have come to that one.
He should have came to that one.
He went to IV. What do you think DopeyCon IV is going to be about? Fucking IV.
Dark.
Dark.
Darkness.
We have the next one coming up on March 11th.
Woo.
And I'm starting to get nervous. I have very little planned. Right now, it's called Dopey Love at the moment. That could change, as I'm known to change
names. Dopey Love.
Yeah, I don't know why. There's a woman, Margaret Cho, the great comedian, is the headliner of Dopey Love. Yeah. And then there's this woman, her name is Dr. Nzinga Harrison. She's a very brilliant...
You're very good at pronouncing names, man.
Brilliant woman.
That would put me right out of the podcasting business.
You will. She's a psychiatrist, I think, or doctor. I don't know. She'll be there. And we need to round out the lineup. You're going to come March 11th,
yeah,
Tuesday night?
I mean, last time I was doing bathroom duty and cleaning, mopping floors. I'll be there.
Now, I want to ask you a simple question before we get into the show this week.
Sure.
Question number one is, if you met somebody, right, who was struggling with alcoholism or drug addiction, what would be, like, and they couldn't get their shit together, and not necessarily at a meeting. Let's say you are...
Yeah, could be anywhere.
What would you say to them?
Do you want to know what Doug would tell you if you wanted to get well? There's a lot of good shit in there. A lot of emails. This is a treasure trove of emails. Also, a really big controversy and a 12-step comes up in there. I think it's a lot of good stuff. I think I'm going to leave this teaser short and sweet. I got an email, though, the other day. I got a letter from the government the other day. I got an email the other day from this guy. People are responding to Dopaleo. They didn't like Brer Brian's Dopaleo, which I find disturbing. I really do. I thought everybody loved Dopaleo. Somebody said it sounded like nails on a chalkboard. And then somebody else just sent a note. Let me find the note because I wanted to read it. Here we go. I'm not going to blow out his anonymity completely, but his name is Jay. It's not Fentanyl Jay. He doesn't even write anything in the email. He just writes a subject, and his subject says, songs that keep repeating Dopey over and over again, please stop, even on Patreon. It's funny because when Brer was making all the Dopey songs, It was kind of driving me crazy too, and I love the Brer song. I love all of Brer songs. I do. I love all of Brer songs, but he gave up on writing lyrics. He had a couple of songs with lyrics, and then it was just all these Dopey things, and then they were like minutes and minutes long. It's funny because I got hurt when I read this email, but I'm realizing I share the same feeling. In other news, I just drove Susan to this nature camp out in I want to say it's by Islip, which is in Suffolk County, New York. And it's a nature camp, and it's in the woods. And you drive down this road, and there are these streets, and there's a gang of wild turkeys. Gang of wild turkeys. And this is not the first time I've seen this gang of wild turkeys. And if you didn't know what a gang of wild turkeys is actually called, it's called a rafter of wild turkeys. And these guys are fucking terrorizing the street in Islip. It's crazy. It's amazing. Rafter of turkeys, murder of crows, fucking school of fish, flock of seagulls. I can't think of any other good ones. Oh, well, gaggle of geese. I don't know. I'm ruining the fucking show. Hope you guys are well. Patreon is much more exciting than this. Oh, I want to play a song before we go. Stay strong, Dopey Nation, and fucking toodles for Chris. Dopey, 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 dopey
Dope it, 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 d